Every March, the Alaska legislature shuts down so lawmakers can travel to Washington, D.C. to participate in the Energy Council. The council is a nonprofit whose stated mission is to facilitate discussion about energy and environmental issues. But the trips have frequently been criticized as taxpayer-funded junkets. The Washington meeting is just one of four the group holds every year. The latest was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, over the weekend. Stephanie Joyce was there, and as she reports, so were some Alaskan legislators and Alaskan lobbyists.
Sitting down to a breakfast with multiple fork options in the well-appointed Jackson Lake Lodge, it's not hard to see why Energy Council meetings have drawn criticism in the past. But Sitka Senator Bert Stedman says those who find fault with the organization he's chaired for the last year simply don't understand its importance.
For instance, in Alaska, we have an industry that generates $20 billion in revenue a year. It's the oil industry. It's huge. And we have to set tax policy. You can't do that in a vacuum. You have to understand how the industry operates and how the structure internationally is put together, and it's all different around the world.
The Energy Council is made up of 12 states, 3 provinces, and Venezuela. Companies like ConocoPhillips, BP, and Exxon underwrite portions of the event. But member states also pay about $40,000 a year in dues, and many, including Alaska, cover the cost of legislators' travel expenses. Stedman says not only is that worth it, it's a steal.
It gives you the ability, when you're setting policy, to hopefully be looking out the front windshield instead of the back window.
There were a lot of issues on the agenda at the meeting, from fracking to regulatory battles over coal. But Stedman says the most important for Alaska was the discussion surrounding natural gas exports. Many Alaskan legislators want to build a pipeline that could bring natural gas from the North Slope to South Central, and then from there onto Asia, where prices and demand are higher. But Wyoming, Canada, and Australia all want to do the same thing. And in the latter cases, they're much further along in the process. Fairbanks Senator Kathy Giesel says that means Alaska is going to need to push harder to get the project going.
We need to get our act together. The other thing that we'll have to be addressing is our fiscal regime. We can't tax gas excessively, or we will not have a marketable product. It will be too expensive.
Of course, that's been the party line forever. But Giesel says it isn't a waste of time and money to repeat the conversation about it.
The value of that is the relationships that I have formed here. I've gotten to know many Wyoming legislators and Idaho legislators, Colorado, and after these meetings are over, we've collaborated together.
Kara Moriarty, the executive director of the Alaska Oil and Gas Association, agrees with Giesel that relationships are the most valuable takeaway from Energy Council events. Relationships with her counterparts in other states and with legislators. She says having the opportunity to chat with them when they're not on the clock is extremely valuable.
The demands on their time are just so much more during session than it might be at a conference like this. So, you know, we'll go on a hike or, you know, do some of those things in between the sessions. So especially in an environment like the Grand Tetons, this is a pretty spectacular.
But Senator Stedman says conversations with Alaskan industry representatives aren't the most valuable ones.
The BP and Conoco guys were here. I had dinner with them last night. I meet with them every year several times for the last 11 years. I mean, I meet with them all the time in Juneau. What it gives me, though, is an avenue here to speak with some of the people that are involved in the coal industry, the electrical grid, things like that that we wouldn't normally get exposed to.
Stedman and Giesel were among just a handful of Alaskan lawmakers who got that exposure at this meeting. But come March, you can be sure that much of the legislature will head to Washington, D.C. for their own taste of what the Energy Council has to offer. In Jackson Hole, I'm Stephanie Joyce.